AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities in Texas say the 30-year-old man accused of killing a deputy sheriff as he gassed up his patrol car shot him once in the head from behind and then fired the other 14 bullets in his gun into his body. That's what Harris County District Attorney Devon Anderson told a judge today.
The gun holds 14 in its magazine and one in the chamber. 15 shell casings, you can do the math.
During today's court hearing, AP correspondent Juan Lozano reports the accused, Shannon Miles, was instructed by the judge on how to address her court properly.
At one point, the judge did scold Miles for not answering when she had asked him a question, and she basically told him if he were to address the court to respond with a yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am.
Almost two dozen law enforcement officers, many in uniform, packed the courtroom during the hearing. A community reception has begun this afternoon at Salem High School in Southwest Virginia to honor alumnus Adam Ward. He's the 27-year-old cameraman for a Roanoke television station who was murdered on live TV along with his reporter, Allison Parker. A jury is deliberating the fate of a white supremacist who admitted fatally shooting three people last year at two Kansas City area Jewish sites. An inmate scheduled to die tomorrow for raping and killing a 15-year-old Missouri girl has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to halt his punishment, saying the death penalty is unconstitutional. And the U.S. Supreme Court has just ruled that former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell can stay out of prison while he appeals his convictions. The State Department will release roughly 7,000 pages of Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails today. The emails are classified as confidential, not top secret. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says he's offended when people call him an anti-Semite because of his dispute with Israel over the Iran nuclear deal.
In an interview with the Jewish newspaper Forward, the president says there's not a smidgen of evidence for the charge, except for his disagreement with Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu over whether the pact is the best way of keeping Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. But Obama says he's even more incensed when he hears top aides who are Jewish attacked for not backing Israel staunchly enough. He says it reminds him of African Americans denouncing other African Americans for not being black enough. Says Obama, that is always a dangerous place to go. Mark Smith, Washington.
President Obama is scheduled to land in Anchorage in about an hour and a half. The three-day visit is designed to call attention to the ways Obama says climate change is damaging Alaska's stunning scenery. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.